Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this is my audio blog, number two, officially. Boy, they're coming fast and furious here right at the beginning. I don't know whether that's a sign of things to come or just a fluke that I feel like talking. I don't know, I've been in a few discussions here lately. I don't normally get into politics. That much. I mean, yeah, I think about it as everybody does and should, but really not that excited about our two major party candidates. Looks like Romney's going to get the Republican nod. And of course, I'm not real crazy about Obama, President Obama. You got to give him the props for winning nearly 4 years ago. But anyway, this whole thing about gay marriage, okay, I really don't care. Believe it or not, I'm a fairly conservative guy, but not conservative like the staunch Republicans or the Tea Party people. I guess I'd call myself a libertarian, except for the Libertarian Party, such as it is, tends to put nut jobs in charge of everything or put them up for candidates and they don't get elected. And, I'm not a nut job. I don't think I am. I was in a discussion with a friend of mine on chat today, and he said something about something. I don't know what it was, but I said, well, I'm kind of stuck between all the parties. I'm for gun rights and I'm for gay rights. Not special rights for gays, but, everybody should be treated the same, whether they're, black, white, purple, yellow, pink polka dots, who they have sex with is none of my damn business. I don't want to see it, but I don't care what you do in the privacy of your home. And it doesn't, it's not mine to judge. I have my religious beliefs and, I think that's a private matter and shouldn't be a part of public policy. I do believe that everybody should be discreet about it. I don't like seeing a man and a woman making out in public. I think that's just poor taste. And likewise, I don't want to see a girl and a girl making out in public or a guy and a guy making out in public. Like I said, it's just in poor taste, but has nothing to do with who they are or what they are. But it just, it doesn't make sense to me that, it's just the two parties, the Republicans, and I tend to agree with them more than I do the Democrats. I'll have to admit that. And, I don't know who I'm going to vote for, if anybody on the big tickets in the next election. I will vote, but like I said, I may not vote for either of the two big candidates, but we'll see. It's like, they're not, just because somebody's a Democrat doesn't make them wrong all the time. And just because they're a Republican doesn't make them wrong all the time. I mean, Obama's said some pretty stupid stuff and he said some pretty good stuff, and George Bush was not the Antichrist. Neither is Barack Obama. Neither was Bill Clinton. Neither was George Bush the first or H.W. Bush. I don't get it. And same thing with the economy. If the president controlled the economy, we would never have a bad economy. Think about it. If you could control the economy, you would make it good to make yourself look good. But see, the president gets all the blame when it's bad and all the credit when it's good. And neither one of those cases is the proper way to look at it. The economy is the economy. And, there's a lot of greedy people out there that do stupid stuff, and sometimes it bites them in the butt and takes down the economy. I think the biggest problem we got right now is gas prices, and I know right now they're trending down again, and that's a good thing, but I never would have imagined the day I would pull into the gas station and see $3.59, I think is what I paid today. I was happy about it. Well, that's just wrong. I want gas back at about $1.50 or $2 anyway. But, you know, I don't know if that's ever going to happen again. And, you know, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's not. But, you know, it's just, yeah, the president gets too much credit and too much blame for anything like that. And like I said, just because they're one party or the other and you're one party or the other doesn't make everybody totally bad or totally good. But I think, you know, the way it works out now, if Romney said the sky is blue, Obama would come out and say it was green. And then Romney'd have a big statement about why the president's so wrong because he said it's green. Well, it isn't green, but you know what I mean. You know, just any statement by any of those guys is going to get a whole bunch of crap. And the funny thing is the same people that complain about one thing were all for that same thing when their guy was doing it. So I don't know. I think all this whole politics stuff is, it's kind of fun to watch, but I don't really think it means a hill of beans to anybody in any real sense. You know, neither one of the two major candidates, one of which will win the election, is going to make a whole big difference in your life. You know, it might, you know, it's just like sports fans, you know, around here, it's Michigan State or Michigan, or sometimes it's Michigan and Ohio State. Well, when Ohio State wins, all the Buckeyes fans are all happy, like they accomplished something. Well, they really didn't, that the team did. And, you know, more power to them, whatever. But it isn't you. And just like, you know, if your candidate wins the election, you know, unless you're going to get appointed to some high-paying government job because you supported him, it isn't going to matter a hill of beans to you, really. I mean, you know, the president, even though he's the most powerful person in the world, supposedly, doesn't really have that much power. If Barack Obama could do everything he wanted to do, we'd be living in a much different country. Don't know whether it'd be better or worse, but we'd be in a different country. Same thing with Romney. If he could do anything he wanted to, we'd be living in a very different country than we're in now. And thank God it isn't that way. It's a whole lot better that they don't get a whole lot done and they just sit around and argue, because if they did get a whole lot done, then it would affect your life. And, you know, face it, most of us, especially those of us that listen to the podcasts and all that, we don't have it so bad. You know, I've got my issues. You got your issues. Everybody's got their issues. But just because we elect some particular person to some particular office isn't really going to make a major change in your life. And I'm glad of it. I kind of like the U.S. the way it is, even if our political system's a little screwed up and our economy isn't doing so good right now, but it's better than a lot of places. So anyway, just think of this Democrat-Republican thing as the same thing as a football rivalry. You know, yeah, it's kind of cool when your team wins, but other than that, it really doesn't matter a hill of beans in your life most of the time. Once in a while they pass something that does affect you directly. You know, like some of these internet bills they keep trying to pass. That may at some point affect all of us either negatively or positively in the future. But like I said, I think our country, especially in the United States, is pretty okay. And like I said, most of the rest of the free world is pretty okay. And just, like I said, I don't think of, I don't think that if Obama gets reelected, it's going to be a tragedy. And I don't think if Romney gets elected, it's going to be a tragedy. And I certainly wouldn't hate it if Ron Paul got elected, although he's kind of a nut job, you know, aka the libertarians. See, I don't belong to the Libertarian Party, but I do tend to agree with more of what they talk about than some. But some of their stuff. I mean, yeah, the government needs to have some, you know, it needs to take care of something, you know, some things. True, it'd be great if the private sector would take care of certain things, but you know, not as my friend I was talking with earlier said, and I'd give him credit except for I didn't ask him if I could, but as he said, you know, if everybody was smart and everybody you know, could hold down a proper job or at least be productive in some way, then the libertarian system would work. But as we all know, we ain't all that smart. Some of us are, some of us aren't. So anyway, that's my political soapbox. Hope your day is going well. Thanks for listening. And I will be back when I'm back. You can catch me later.